Principle 2. The need for a success philosophy. 1. What brings success? Muslims. Get rich. All of us humans are on a mission assigned to us by our Creator. From amongst mankind, the Muslim has a special place because he is using divine principles to further his material and spiritual needs on earth. You see, in Islam, we don't just live for either the soul, the body, or the mind. For example, you can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by getting married. You draw closer still by acquiring wealth and spending it to please our Creator. This is the balanced middle path of Islam. As the balanced religion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does want you to have things, but in order to glorify Him. Wealth is therefore essential for you. Yet people ask me, why should I strive to have more and be more? My reply is simple. In order to eat good food, drink good water, live in a nice place, and cultivate your spirit with books and travel. These things you can do only with wealth. The other reason why you want to be wealthy is so that you can give. How often are we told to give charity in the Quran? But I want you to think about it in this way. How will you give if you do not have? That is why in a famous incident, the Prophet ﷺ made clear the superiority of the wealthy, strong, and righteous Sahaba over the rest. You see, Medina was the city of immigration for Muslims that were being persecuted. They left their homes and properties to practice their faith. Some of those poor Muslims were known as the people of Suffa, meaning they slept in the masjid. At the same time, some of the companions were extremely wealthy and could spend freely in charity. The poor people of Suffa could not. The poor from the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and complained about their situation. The rich pray just like us, do battle when we do, yet they have an advantage. They spend while we cannot, they said. Now I want you to think about this for yourself. How many times do you want to give, but you could not? Back to the story. The Prophet ﷺ gave the Suffa some invocations, dhikr, to do in order to catch up in reward with the wealthier Sahaba. However, the rich Sahaba heard about that and started doing the same dhikr. When the Suffa protested, the Prophet ﷺ said that this was the bounty from Allah. He favors some over others. The other reason you want to be wealthy is so that you can invest in ideas. I am certain that on at least one occasion you've said to yourself, if only I had the money, I would build this and that or invest in this or the other. It is only by having financial abundance that you can invest in ideas and projects. Now to have this abundance in wealth, you must first have an abundance in mind. That is positive self-belief, to be optimistic. How to play the game. Success can be evasive. Sometimes you might try hard to get something, but every time you get close to it, it escapes you. It could be a goal you had or something you wanted to get, but it keeps evading you. Have you ever wondered why? It is because of readiness. The good that you desire can come at any time, but you need to be ready to receive it. Success will come, but only at the right time. Success is never late, nor is it early. It is always right on time. And if you are not ready to become rich, then it is very likely that you will lose it all and never regain it. You see, this happens all the time. Lottery winners are a good example. Within 5 years, they tend to lose all the millions acquired through gambling. We see the same situation with people that are becoming wealthy through government, corruption, and not entrepreneurship. So in your process of acquiring wealth and success, if you experience failures, just assume that you are not ready for it. Improve yourself so that you are ready when it shows up. The second factor that will allow you to reach your full potential is to position yourself for success. Think about it this way. If your goal is to become a great entrepreneur and reach financial success, you've got to start a business. It seems obvious, but so many would-be entrepreneurs miss this part. They never get started. The last important factor that prevents most people from success is just their lack of knowledge. If you don't know what you are doing or where you are going, it might be difficult for you to get there. Sometimes you just don't know what you don't know, and if you knew, you would get there faster. So the smart thing to do is to ask people that have been there and know the right road to success. You are going to meet some of them in this book and learn exactly what they did to get great results. Economic fuel. Giving zakat is compulsory, fard. It's one of the five pillars of Islam. The first pillar of Islam is the shahada, which is declaration of the correct belief in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Shahada will give you the correct belief that will bring real, lasting success. Because you're now depending on your true provider, the creator of everything, you believe with certainty that you will be provided for and that you will follow the prophetic example of living. The second pillar is Salah, prayer. It is a devotional connection with your creator performed 5 times a day. As an entrepreneur, Allah is also the provider that will give you all the needs for your sustenance. What you want to buy, where you want to live, all comes from Allah, your one source. Then there is zakat. Zakat is the giving to the needy of excess wealth you've not used in a productive manner. For example, if someone just has savings sitting there, then 2.5% of that money is due to people that need it more. These include the poor, people traveling, people that are sick, to name a few. There is an entire body of religious knowledge dealing with the rulings of zakat. It's the noblest act of worship after prayer. The number of times it's been mentioned in the Quran equates to the number of times Salah has been mentioned. But one must understand that if there is no surplus wealth, there is no zakat. If you are using all your money right now to buy the bills or to cover your basic expenses, there is no zakat due on them at all. You are encouraged to have more wealth because that surplus will enable you to pay zakat and the poor can be taken care of. So remember, zakat is dependent on surplus of wealth, production and resources. No surplus, no zakat. Zakat is right after prayer, and that's how important success is in this life because it allows you to give zakat, a huge act of worship. For the business owner, it is easier to have this surplus than the employee who rarely has wealth sitting around. It is surprising. Zakat really encourages you to be wealthy and to be all you can be. The 10 to 33% rule. There is one thing you do to drastically improve your chances as an entrepreneur. One such thing is simply this. If you want more, give more. If your parents are still alive, then you are in for a treat. You can make them happy and this will have a direct effect on your results. So make it a goal to commit a part of your income to your parents. If they are not alive anymore, you can still do Hajj on their behalf. Charity, sadaqah, is also a big factor to improve your chances. According to Imam Ashraf, the founder of NTG Clarity Networks Incorporated, if you donate 10% of your income to sadaqah, then your business will never go down. How is that for a plan? And it matters even more when things are tight. You may say, Omar, I don't have a business right now. Not going down is not good enough. I want to go up exponentially fast. The solution is charity again. Donate 33% of your income and things will permanently go up. Now, there are also things to avoid. It is great to do the good and this will naturally make you avoid the bad. However, the entrepreneur might forget and fall into forbidden things. I will cite the most important things to avoid in order for you to be successful as a Muslim entrepreneur. The first thing is riba, most commonly in the form of interest. In the chapter on wealth building strategies, we will see how Muslim entrepreneurs are able to achieve great wealth through investment and partnerships instead of interest. The second thing to avoid is romantic relationships outside of marriage. They spread disease, mistrust, and poverty in society. The power of the group chapter will show you an alternative. Marriage with the right man or woman can really make you strive and succeed. Your true calling. In Islam, the goal is to worship our creator, Allah. The Quran says, "We have not created jinn or men except to worship me. I do not want from them any provision, nor do I want them to feed me." Al-Quran, Surah Al-Dhariyat, Ayah 56-57. This is an oft-quoted ayah. We must remember whilst reading this ayah that production and success are part of worship if done with ihsan. Ihsan means doing it in the best way and with the right intention. We will discuss this in a later chapter on work ethics. Now you have to understand that producing something valuable for the society around you is worship. Having success in that is worship. Sheikh Saeed told me something amazing about Surah Duha, where Allah says, "And ask for the favor of your Lord, proclaim it." Al-Quran, Surah Duha, Ayah 11. He explained that in economic terms, this means if you become a millionaire or are very successful, then let it be known. That way people remember God's favor through you. That way they know who to come to for help. This is also a part of worship. Remember the Prophet ﷺ was ordered to say, "Verily, my living, my death, and my sacrifice is all for Allah." Al-Quran, Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 162. So everything the Muslim entrepreneur is doing is worship, as long as it's halal. There is no contradiction between worship and success in this life. Having an amazing relationship with your wife is worship. Having children is worship. Having a nice house is worship. That is why Islam is a beautiful way of life. It allows you to achieve success holistically. It allows you to believe that by achieving success, you are really engaging in worship. Now, if everything we do can be worship, the question remains, what does Allah intend for you specifically? This question requires self-assessment, assessing your own personality and deciding for yourself. What do you enjoy doing the most? As you will see in the chapter on critical skills, to truly become a great entrepreneur, you will need to acquire a high level of skills. It will be important to find out what your calling is so you start acquiring those skills immediately. Your time and energy are too valuable to waste. Hidden treasure. Every day, people write books on leadership, relationship building, money. Those are categories for success. These books will teach you how to make profit and how to benefit from the stock market, how to start successful relationships and maintain them. These areas have been covered extensively. Very little has been written about these fields using the right spiritual values, Islamic values. The treasure of knowledge that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Muslim scholars left us has not yet been exploited to its full potential. Some books have been written on trade, but the focus was not on corporations, making profit, or being successful in today's context. On the Western side of things, there is a lot of guesswork when it comes to spirituality. It is mostly New Age. New religions are cropping up that put God aside and talk about nature and the universe instead. Now there may be initial benefits in coming from that angle, but when Allah's guidance is ignored, we will see error down the line. What you have here in this book is special. Islam does justice to our lives in both worlds. I want you to aim for the next life whilst being successful in this one. Remember, Mecca was a city of traders. The Quraysh were wealthy and made large profits. The Prophet ﷺ was himself a successful entrepreneur. Thus, I can say without being biased that Islam is the perfect spirituality for asking, what is success and how do I achieve it? That is why we want to know what the Muslim entrepreneurs are practicing to achieve success. What is working for them today? What is their mode of thinking?